This is Jamie Andelin, and you're listening to my podcast, Your Turned On Desire.
I used to have very little desire for sex. This became an issue in my marriage. It was the only thing we were arguing about. So I learned how to stop avoiding sex, and I learned how to look forward to it and enjoy it instead. And this improved my marriage and my personal life more than I could even imagine it would. So then I helped hundreds of women in my coaching business ditch the low desire struggle. And now I'm sharing the secrets here. Welcome.
Hi, friends. It's so good to be connecting with you on the podcast today. I want to start out this episode by letting you know that I grew up in a culture where marriage and family is actually really highly valued. I noticed that there were a lot of marriages that were not thriving and happy, though. And I noticed in my coaching practice that many women were struggling with low interest for sex, and they seemed to think that their low interest was a problem, like something was broken and needing to be fixed. And if they addressed their brokenness, then their husbands would be satisfied and appeased, and their marriage would be happier. Though I noticed as women were trying to appease their husbands and fix their brokenness, they themselves were not thriving. They were actually exhausted and resentful, and a lot of them were feeling like something was missing in their lives, and therefore they were not experiencing the peace and the satisfaction they desired overall in every area of their marriage, especially in their sex and intimate lives. And as hard as they tried to appease their husbands were not satisfied either. So this was just breaking my heart. And I had also been experiencing the same type of dynamic in my marriage and my personal life. So I devoted myself to figuring it all out. I wanted to figure out how to make sex a non-issue and how to get rid of that something is missing feeling, and also make my marriage stronger and happier, as well as be a stronger, happier woman myself. So many of my friends and clients were getting married and they hated sex, or they had been married for a while and just didn't understand what was so great about sex. Their husband seemed to be enjoying sex more than they were, and they just didn't understand what was so great about this whole thing. Did I shave my legs for this? After I had transformed my sex life and helped many of my private clients transform their sex and intimate lives with the things I was learning and had applied to my own self and marriage, I started creating content for women and then working with couples and then creating content for husbands. Then I started an online program for women at a very inexpensive price so they could work on these dynamics and sex and intimacy concepts at their own pace and in their own time. And it's been a really beautiful and connecting experience for me to connect to so many women who struggled with the same things I did in my marriage, and to watch them overcome these issues and thrive and be at peace with sex, and to watch couples find this kind of joy in their lives together as well. Among the many wonderful concepts and content that I have learned and created and offered all of you, I have been thinking for the last couple of weeks of what I would like to share with you podcast listeners today. And I've decided that the concept that I would like to discuss with you today is what it means to be experiencing a low level or low quality or insufficient amount of sexual interest or connection between two married people. And I would like to discuss what it means to be experiencing a higher quality or a sufficient and satisfying amount of sexual interest and connection in our sex lives. And I want to talk about what the difference between these two is and how understanding low quality versus high quality desires creates a good, healthy sex life between a man and a woman in marriage. So I will begin today with how a husband contributes to a lower quality sexual connection, and then how a wife contributes to that low quality as well. I will share a personal story that will hopefully be useful to you so that you can apply this to your own life. And if you're struggling to improve the quality of your sexual connection in your marriage and you want to do this work more efficiently and complete, then I have a couple offers for you, and I will tell you about those at the end of this episode. So to begin, let's start with what it means to be experiencing a low quality sexual connection. If the sexual connection in the marriage is of a lower quality, then one or both people in the marriage will have a feeling that there is a lack of sex in the marriage. There will also be feelings of lack of emotional connection, lack of intimacy, which means lack of openness and honesty. The individuals in the marriage may be struggling in their own lives separately from their marriage and feel a lack of support. Both people in the marriage believe they aren't completely seen or heard by their spouses when there's a low quality of sexual connection. There may be some resentment and low energy, low interest in life, and often a feeling of just going through the motions and needing rejuvenating often, but sometimes the rejuvenation doesn't seem to do it for you, or it takes, you know, longer. There's just not enough, right? It's like, okay, I'm supposed to be doing this self-care stuff and I'm doing it, but it just doesn't seem to be producing the results that I really desire in my life. When there is a low quality sexual connection going on in the marriage, a lot of times sex feels like a chore by one or both people, or is the last thing thought about by one or both people in the marriage. Each person in the marriage contributes to this low quality of like a sexual connection. When a husband is wanting or needing more sex with his wife, this need slash want is coming from this place of emptiness. The wife senses that there is a lack and a void, and he's needing her to fill this void. And when wanting and needing sex is coming from this place within her husband, it feels like pressure to the wife. A high need for sex feels like he's saying to her, I have a problem of lack inside myself and I need you to fix it. So this dynamic creates a low quality of sexual connection in the wife and in the marriage, and contributes to her feeling a low interest in sex. And this kind of neediness in the sex life, needing to use sex to fill a void, is what I mean by that, is not the same as having a healthy, high desire for sex in marriage. Wanting more sex often does not equal a good, healthy sexual connection. So the goal is not more sex in the work that I do. The goal is to feel satisfied in our sex lives. The more sex we have doesn't necessarily make our sex lives good and satisfying. More sex coming from a low quality connection does not create a high quality sexual connection. For my women clients, my goal is to help them be at peace in their sex lives, and more sex does not necessarily equal peace. A woman can also contribute to this low quality sexual connection. When a wife doesn't understand or listen to her internal desires, doesn't understand her sexuality, dismisses herself, and avoids the creative, emotional, and sexual part of herself, this creates an emptiness inside of her. She has voids within herself. She isn't orienting to herself as a whole and complete woman in the marriage. She's not really showing up as this whole woman. She's showing up with parts of herself, but she's keeping other parts hidden or avoiding other parts. She's showing up as a partial self, and this creates a low quality sexual connection. What most of us are truly seeking for in our sex lives, at least the people I'm speaking to and helping, is a desire for sex that is coming from the place of being whole and complete, a higher quality connection.
We want to experience a fullness of love that is already there and present between the individual people. Both of their needs are understood and met. Both people are heard and validated outside of their sex life together. Like, they have this great connection outside of the sex life. There are no voids to be filled. There isn't a lack that is going unnoticed or avoided. Nothing is being avoided or ignored or like put on a shelf to talk about or work through later. Connection is there. There's a high quality connection from this place of wholeness. They're complete. They're not avoiding things within themselves. And they have like this full self to bring to the marriage. It feels like each person in the marriage is saying to their spouse, I am choosing you fully, and I desire to share my whole self with you, and I want to share this full and complete love that I have inside myself with you. So this is why making our sex lives a non-issue in our marriages begins as work we do as individuals. If we want our sex lives to be a non-issue, and then to become a place of joy between us, we have to be willing to look within ourselves. We have to confront the things that are making us feel lack in our lives and experience voids in our lives and inside of ourselves and in our relationships. We have to be willing to meet those needs that we have outside of sex. And as we do this, we become full. And we can become whole and complete individuals. We become this like whole self. We open up to being truly honest with ourselves and with another. And then when we have been open and honest and we see ourselves as we truly are, and we share this version of ourselves with our spouses, and then our spouses in turn kind of reciprocate and they see us, they hear us, and they receive us, then our needs are met. And from here, our desires for sex start coming from a place of wholeness and authenticity, which is a higher quality of connection. Our desires for sex to begin to be, it kind of feels like this message that we're sending to our spouses. I want to share this love I have within me with you. And this is like a higher quality type of desire, a higher quality type of sex. So, to end an attempt to kind of shorten this and like recap the higher quality versus lower quality sex, I will say that need, want, void, lack, and not being a full self and pressuring the other to fill these voids and these lacks and that parts of ourselves that we're not really confronting or looking at and we're avoiding, and we want to fill these with sex, this creates like a low quality connection, a low frequency, a low vibe, which keeps our desires low. There's also like the lack and the emptiness and the parts of ourselves being unheard and unacknowledged by ourselves and our spouses. This also creates a low quality connection, which then contributes to low desires. When we have a wholeness and a fullness and a completeness of ourselves, and we are experiencing honesty and openness and having something to share and give a full, complete self of ourselves to another person, this creates a high quality connection, a high frequency, high vibes, high desires. My work with women is really near and dear to my heart, because I teach them how to fully understand their bodies and how the female body experiences sexual pleasure. This is often very different from how her male husband experiences sexual pleasure. The more she understands her brain and her body and her emotions and how all of these are working together to create sexual interest inside of her and pleasure in her life, the less broken she feels. And the more confident and at peace she is with herself as a sexual being, but also as a whole woman. My work includes not only teaching and helping her understand these concepts, but to then integrate the sexual part of herself into her life so she can create more goodness and joy in her life.
There is so much about women's desire that is not talked about or taught, and therefore not understood by the majority of women. The work I do with women is a transformational experience because she moves from orienting herself or positioning herself to be someone who is concerned with outside expectations of her and appeasing others as a reflex without much thought or consideration of why she was doing this. Then I help her become a woman who recognizes and pays attention to her own internal desires and uses her internal compass and the things she knows and understands about herself to guide her in her life. This is the art of desire that many women are not aware of. And in order for her sex life to be a place of joy and peace for her and in her marriage, she has to evolve into being the kind of woman who allows her internal desires to direct her life. This is why on a lot of my private calls with clients, we spend lots of time discovering and discussing what's going on in her internally and then how this is showing up in her sex life or not. We discuss almost every area of her life, not just her sex life, because we're taking how she is engaging with the world and I'm showing her how this is also showing up in her sex life. The way she is being, the way she thinks, the way she feels, the way she engages with her own emotions, the way she engages with the people around her in her life is also how she's showing up in her sex life. So we have to look at every part of her life in order to show like why there are certain obstacles in her intimate and sex life. And we work on those things together so that naturally, she can start showing up in her sex life at a place of peace and wholeness. As women move from seeking approval from people on the outside of themselves, including their husbands, they evolve into more whole versions of themselves and therefore have the capacity to now experience more intimacy and pleasures in all areas of their lives, including their sex lives. So, yes, I help many women in their sex lives. But better sex lives are just a part of what they receive by doing this work. They are working on becoming confident women. They are turned onto sex in the ways that are true and authentic to them, not always in the ways that their husbands want to be sexual, and they're not trying to get their husband's approval, but they are being authentic and true for themselves, and therefore she is at peace with who she is, including as a sexual being, and she is confident about how she chooses to be in the sex life of her marriage. Low quality connection, high quality connection, low desires, high desires. These are all so complex and they're more entangled with each other in the sexual and non-sexual areas of our lives than we realize. And so we take the time to understand these dynamics, like what is making me show up in a way that's creating a low quality connection in my marriage? And I'm going to work on that and I'm going to overcome that. And I'm going to learn how to have a high quality connection with myself and my spouse. And this is going to create a byproduct or a result that is a better sex life, better intimacy, a higher quality of sex, a higher quality connection. And this is what we're working on here. A lot of women think that in order to make sex a non-issue and a source of joy in their marriages, that they need to be perfect, that they have to learn to fit into a box that says this is sexy, and they have to get their husband's approval, and they have to learn how to please him. They think they need to learn how to be what he wants them to be. And I want to share a personal story to show you that this is not how to create a joyful, good, and satisfying, high-quality sexual connection in your marriage. I've been having such a hard time with navigating a friendship that my husband has developed with someone at work. And it's causing me to feel a lot of insecurity, jealousy, and to be worried or concerned. And something happened recently that made me believe that my husband was talking to this friend about my worries and insecurities, which made me lose trust in him. I closed off and kept my struggles to myself because I wasn't sure I could share with him without him sharing with her. And for an entire month, I kept my concerns to myself and tried to let things just dissolve and go away. I didn't want to admit that I had some insecurities and jealousies. That was embarrassing. And I questioned myself. I questioned my internal guidance system, my internal alarm system that was going off that said, like, hey, something's not right. Something's not aligned. And so also when I do this, when I kind of ignore myself or try to push things away, I also can't have an orgasm. So my sexual pleasure is deeply connected to my emotions and being at peace. And when I'm not experiencing peace and I'm not open with my emotions, I'm also closed off to sexual pleasure. So this is a sign to me that something is off and not aligned between my husband and I. So for an entire month, whenever we had sex, I was either numb to it or my body struggled building up arousal and actually climaxing. This was all happening. Instead of thinking I was broken, though, or that something was wrong with me, I knew that I needed to open up and be honest and get some clarification from my husband about his friendship and about his behaviors in our relationship. So I confronted him from an honest place. I looked at what I was really feeling and I told him that I was struggling with some insecurities, that I am confused and hurt, and I need a closer relationship with him. I expressed that I want deep intimacy with him and I want to talk and share ourselves in ways with each other that we don't share with anyone else. I was able to share my hurt and my insecurities with him. I told him how we had co-created a relationship together that had caused me to, or kind of positioned me to be dependent on him for resources and such, and that when I felt our relationship was being weakened emotionally, that this also makes me scared of losing our relationship, which then causes me to be scared of kind of my life being uprooted and lots of things changing in my life. And because of my dependency on him for resources in many ways, it just doesn't seem fair to me. And I asked him for reassurance. There's a part of me that is uncomfortable with certain dynamics in our relationships and friendships. And I said to him that I need to see him choose some boundaries that will protect my heart. I need a sacred bubble around our relationship. I need to see that we both protect our relationship above all other relationships. Choosing to show him my real hurt instead of protecting him from it was me being open and honest and fair to him. If he doesn't see my hurt, then he doesn't have the chance to make changes in order to stop hurting my heart and to protect my heart from damage. And because I refuse to control him and tell him what to do, but I will tell him what I need in order to heal, I asked him for that reassurance. You know, I said, there's a part of me that is uncomfortable with these behaviors, and I need to see you choose some boundaries that will protect my heart. I didn't tell him what those boundaries exactly were because I didn't want him to do it just to appease me and then later he might have some resentment. I wanted to see him choose boundaries that were respectful to me and also keeping his, you know, work relationships healthy and good. And I said, I need to see you draw a sacred bubble around a relationship. I need to see you take actions that show me like you're devoted and you want to make our relationship sacred and protect this above all other relationships. And we kind of talked about some things that we could do, but ultimately I was expressing my hurt, my pain, what I needed. And then it was up to him to kind of show me that reassurance if he chose to. So this honesty and opening and sharing my desires and my authentic self in a genuine way created a high quality connection between us. He made me some promises. He made promises to me and we set up some boundaries that we both felt good about. And then we both wanted to share love with each other and we wanted to make love. We both had this interest in that. We wanted to do that from a high desire, a high connection.
And of course I was able to experience an orgasm. High quality connection creates high quality pleasure and high quality sexual connection. So many people have resentment, or they have shelved things in the relationship to be dealt with later, or they ignore their own internal desires and just try to be a woman who is nice and appeases her husband and make sure he's good and supported and all the things. And then this is creating low quality connection and therefore low quality sexual connection and low pleasure for her and low desire for her. A husband may be avoiding some inner work in himself and trying to avoid hurting her feelings and therefore doesn't show up authentically. Or maybe he's deciding for her like, oh, she may not like this or she may misinterpret this, so I'm just not going to share everything with her, and therefore is creating a lower quality type of connection in the relationship. If he isn't showing up authentically and he's avoiding deeper emotional feelings and conversations then with her and himself, then he's going to contribute to a low quality connection in the relationship. My husband and I have to check ourselves all the time because it's so easy to default to avoiding the important conversations and the deeper emotional and higher quality connections. This is an ongoing work. It's also hard because it's emotional work. And honestly, it isn't for everyone. And doing the work of creating a higher quality sexual connection in your marriage may lead to big changes for both of you, big transformations. Not all of the changes and transformations are expected or what you imagine for yourself. So I don't really recommend this work to everyone. I think it's the most beautiful work one can do, but it can also be very scary to begin with, and not everyone is willing to face our authentic selves and to bring our authentic whole selves to a relationship. It feels risky, you know, to say like, hey, I'm scared. I'm asking you to choose me. I'm asking you to, you know, do something to protect our relationship, to make our relationship stronger, and then to let them do that or not. You know, we don't know if they will do that, but it's only fair if we actually express our full desires. So I say don't do this work if you don't want to face some of your fears and in your insecurities. Don't do this work if you're not willing to change yourself in important ways. It's vulnerable and open and honest, and that doesn't always feel good. And openness and honesty doesn't always please our spouses. So that's something to be aware of. And something that we were talking about in my program last month was we were discussing how when we are showing up as our authentic selves, we're not always giving our spouse what they think they need. So for example, a lot of women in my program are tired of that conversation of the husband saying like, we need to have more sex. Why don't you want to have more sex with me and all that kind of stuff. And the work isn't for her to learn how to have more sex, but the work is to learn for her to learn how to connect more authentically to herself, to turn inward, to listen to her internal desires, to learn about herself, to understand her body, to understand her sexuality, to understand sexual pleasure for her, and to say no to the kind of sex that isn't bringing her joy, you know? And so he may be asking for sex from her, he may be asking for more sex, but maybe that's not going to bring her a fullness of joy in the relationship. Maybe what he's asking for isn't necessarily going to add more goodness into her life. And so she's not going to say yes to that. And so at first it may feel like he isn't getting what he wants, and then he may not feel seen or heard, you know, and she feels like she's not pleasing him. And so he feels disappointed, and then she just keeps falling back to, fine, I'll just like check sex off the list. I'll just have sex with him, whatever, just to keep him happy. And then they never get to create that higher quality connection that they both actually really desire. Because I believe, like, the people I work with, the husbands are not really asking for more sex. They're asking for higher quality connection between the two of them. And a higher quality sex will actually be the fruit of that higher quality connection between the two of them. They're asking for a higher quality, not higher frequency, right? Not more often. It's higher quality. And so sometimes we're just not very good at communicating or really seeing what we really want. So the people I work with, the women are looking for higher quality connection. Their husbands are looking for higher quality connection. But this doesn't necessarily mean appeasing each other, and it doesn't mean that the wife is doing what her husband wants her to do. It means that she's learning how to turn inward and respond to herself and to listen to herself, to understand herself better, and then bring that full self to the conversation. And I think in further episodes, I'm going to discuss how like female sexuality is different than masculine sexuality, because masculine sexuality is definitely improved and becomes higher quality when he's focused on her. And a female sexuality actually improves and becomes higher quality when she's focused on her. It's like a very interesting situation. But I will say that like the more he turns to her, like he's connecting to her heart and her body, and he's attuned to her in that way, and she really feels that, and she's able to receive and to do what turns her on, and they're both focusing on turning her on, she then desires in an authentic way to turn towards him and to do things to him that are pleasing to him and to truly giving to him. Not because she felt pressured, not because she felt like it was, she had to appease him, or like she needed to, he had expectations, she needed to live up to them. There needs to be a lot of switching of how we're showing up in these dynamics. So female sexuality and male sexuality is different in how we create higher quality sexuality within us and that higher quality connection, and then how we choose to engage with each other. We have to work on different things. We're not always working on the same things in order to create a higher quality, which is why I choose to work with women in my private coaching, because I'm helping her work on developing that higher quality connection with herself, and then choosing to orient herself in the marriage in a way that is higher quality. And I also have an online course for husbands that can be purchased, and it's called Sexual Success for Husbands. And you can purchase that if you're a male, you work at your own pace, you do it yourself. There's also a place in there where you can sign up for private calls with me if you choose to. So if you sign up for that course, you can click on the link to get private calls with me if you need any extra attention or help processing or understanding something further. Then I have my program for women, where it's do at your own pace. You can enroll and you just pay monthly. You get what you need after a month or two or 3 months or whatever, you can stop paying that monthly fee and you can go on your way, you know, go forth and prosper. You can also pay a yearly fee, because a lot of women, it does take extra time, even if you're doing it, you know, especially if you're doing it on your own. So you can pay a yearly fee and get into that program and just listen to and watch the content, do the workbooks, do the questions, show up on the calls, get some help as needed, or just listen to the replays and start to really make these changes within yourself. That's a place that you can do that. That's the online course for the husbands, is do at your own pace, and also the online program for women is do at your own pace. And both of those have opportunities for private calls with me if that's something that you desire, because you need that extra help or you just want a safe place to process what you're going through. I love my private calls. That's like one of the favorite things I do. I also have a new private coaching program that I am offering. It is brand new. I haven't offered this kind of program before, and I'm offering free consultations for anybody who is interested in working with me privately, so that you know, I can share more details with you on the private call. I can tell you more details of what it's going to look like and be like, and we can just get to know each other a little bit, so I can tell you how I would structure the program for you. But I will share a little bit more details in this podcast episode. And if you are interested, then you can send me a message on Instagram, or you can send me a message in my email, coachingwithjamie, J-A-M-E-E @gmail.com, letting me know that you're interested in setting up a consultation for that private coaching program. And, you know, we can go from there. But I will share some of the details in this podcast episode about the new program, the offer that I'm offering right now. And we can go from there and then I'll end the episode.
While I love my online program and helping women in a group setting, I have been getting quite a few inquiries about private coaching. Women are wanting the private focus and attention that isn't always available in a group or online program. And there is an element of accountability in a private program that isn't available in courses or group programs. So, as of today, I have spots available for private coaching for women. This is not something that I always have available. It's something that I take very seriously and only open up a few spots because of the attention that I give to my private clients. So there are only 2 spots available and it will be first come, first serve. But before you commit to this private coaching program that I have designed, we will do a free consultation call first to make sure that we will be a good fit to work together and that you understand what is expected and we can go over any and discuss any details that you may have on this free consultation. For the free consultation call, you don't need to worry about what to say or how to come prepared because I've got you. You will get to see what private coaching with me is all about and you'll stop feeling hopeless and helpless. And it's such a beautiful thing. I love connecting with you all on these consultation calls. Now, let's talk about what you'll get from this private coaching with me, who this offer is for, and who this is not for. After your personalized private program with me, you will finish with an understanding of your beautiful female body and sexuality and how you work. You will have a greater confidence in yourself as a woman who is sexual and intimate and advocates for what she wants and doesn't want in a way that feels authentic and genuine to you. You'll know how to advocate and get more emotional connection and support in your marriage. You'll understand how to communicate to your husband so that you don't give him the impression that there is something that needs to be fixed. You'll develop skills that help you be a happier version of yourself. You'll know how to be at peace when you go to bed with your husband. You'll end the "we aren't having enough sex" talks. And in addition to a deeper emotional connection with your spouse, you'll also know how to have a better sex life, like how to actually have better sex, and how to increase your desire in a way that feels good to you. This personalized program is for you if you are a woman and you want to end your sex struggles in the best way, in a way that feels authentic and genuine without having to force anything that doesn't feel right to you, and not focusing on frequency of sex, but focusing on strengthening the intimacy and the connection of the marriage. And if you not only want sex to be a non-issue in your marriage, but you would also like to enjoy sex for yourself and make sex something that is fun and you look forward to, not something you do to accommodate to your husband's expectations. This program is also for you if you believe that one person in the marriage has the ability to change the sex and intimate life for the better, and you would like to be that person, and your marriage is important to you. You love your spouse, and you want better for both of you. This personalized program is not for you if you are a man. If you are a married woman who doesn't care about sex and honestly feels like you could go the rest of your life without sex and just be fine, you aren't willing to make some changes. It's not for you if you want to blame your spouse for your sex life being an issue and don't want to make changes in yourself. And it's not for you if you're considering divorce and this is your last attempt at fixing things. This personalized program will come with 12 processing calls for you. They're going to be up to 90 minutes long. We will meet on Zoom or a phone call. You will have homework to do and assignments to do, and you will be able to check in with me in an app I use professionally called Voxer, where you can leave voice and text messages. I will be checking in with you weekly and keeping you accountable and just checking and reaching out to support you every week. You will also be able to schedule your calls as needed. And these calls will expire after
6 months, and our Voxer support will also expire after 6 months. And so if you are feeling drawn and pulled to this personal, private 6 month time with me in this personalized package for you, then you can click on the link that is in the details of this podcast episode to schedule that free consultation, and we will go over any questions you have or any other details you have. The investment of time is going to be 6 months. The investment of money is $2,000, and this must be paid in full. I am not offering payment plans at this time. Remember, there are only 2 spots open. So if this is something that is sounding interesting to you, I would listen to that and set up your consultation as soon as possible. And as a reminder, if you are a man and you are seeking to stop blaming your wife for the issues in the sex life and you're ready to take a look at how you are contributing to a lower quality sexual connection in the marriage, then my Sexual Success for Husbands course is available. The link to that is in the details of this podcast episode. You can also find that on my Instagram profile at Jamie Andelin, JameAndelin. You can also email me if you have any questions about any of this or you want links to things. And again, my email is coachingwithjamie@gmail.com, JAMEE. And if you are a woman who is a more do-it-yourself kind of woman, then my online program would be great for you. And you can, if you feel like you don't need that accountability and you can just go in and do the program, watch the content, listen to it, show up on the calls or watch the replays and kind of just do this yourself, then my online program link to enroll is in the podcast episode details as well. And also you can find it on my Instagram profile, and you can also email me if you have any questions or you need any help or need direction and what might be the best opportunity or offer for you to support you. That is all for today, friends. If you enjoyed this episode, then you might enjoy episode 52 called When I'm Feeling Disconnected, or episode 53 called Preferences in the Bedroom.